President Trump says the government should get a substantial portion of the sale price of TikTok should Microsoft buy the video app from its Chinese parent company ByteDance. Trump says he'll give Microsoft until September 15th to reach a deal, or else he'll ban TikTok in the U.S. because of concerns that user data will go to the Chinese government. Let's bring in Kara Swisher. She's editor-at-large at Recode and co-host of the podcast Pivot. Hi, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. So I want to start with this just from the perspective of Microsoft. Why are they interested in TikTok?
Well, it's a bargain. You know, they've actually owned other consumer things, even though they've pulled back rather substantively from many years ago under former CEO Steve Ballmer, because Satya Nadella, the current CEO, is focused on their enterprise businesses and is doing great. The Microsoft's been doing great under his leadership. But they still own Minecraft. They own a lot of other things that are commercial. And this is a bargain. This is a really, it's a huge property, 100 million U.S. users, incredibly popular, great product. I mean, it's a steal for them to if they are able to get it.
And do you think that the Trump administration specifically wants Microsoft to be the one to get TikTok, or are they just sort of most well-positioned to do so?
Well, they're the most well-positioned to do so. I think there'd be a lot of trouble. You know, it has to get this one, because of national security issues, has to get approval from the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Of course, it's somewhat controlled by the Trump administration. And so I don't know if they so much want it. It's the only real alternative. Amazon's the other one. And of course, there's a lot of tension between Amazon and this administration for lots of reasons. Mm-hmm. Google is sort of zeroed out because it owns YouTube, and there'd be major antitrust concerns. Same thing with Facebook and social media. Facebook's been trying to kill companies like TikTok and Snapchat and others, or else they'd buy them like they do with Instagram. And so there'd be, you know, a major hue and cry if he favored Facebook, since many people feel that Facebook is way favored by the Trump administration compared mm-hmm. to other tech companies. So it's really the only one who can handle the national security issues and the ability to really lock down this service in a way that's safe enough for the U.S. government.
The president has said that if it's not bought by a company like Microsoft, that he would ban TikTok in the United States. I don't use TikTok, but a lot of Americans do. But would there be a backlash, do you think, among enough people if he did it?
First of all, like a lot of things, he says he doesn't know tech. You know, there's a lot of workarounds. I had an article showing all the different workarounds that he could have. You could create an Android side app. You could have a mobile website people can access. Everybody's going to block. We're going to have a firewall, a great firewall of America. It's just not going to happen. So there's all kinds of ways to get in. You couldn't use the app, and then it couldn't necessarily operate in this country. Like buy services without the permission of the U.S. government. So he can hinder and hobble them, but he can't stop it from people from accessing it. I mean, it would be a very difficult endeavor and impossible to do.
And politically, it probably would actually be bad for him if he did that.
Of course. Yeah, that's what a lot of people are appealing to him. This idea that he's going to take a vig for the U.S. government. This is the U.S. government's job, is to vet these things. They don't get a vig on deals. It's kind of like it's called taxes. That's how the government gets its money, taxes. He might want to do that.
Kara, do you think that it is strange that people are so worried about the Chinese getting data through TikTok as opposed to all the data that we are sending
yes.
to all of the American tech companies?
I wouldn't want to compare them. People are making that comparison. Look, the American tech companies are vacuuming up information like it's going out of style. And of course, they're doing all kinds of funny things with it. And I think there's bigger dangers actually with China. You know, focusing in on TikTok is kind of ridiculous when all our phones are made there. There's a global supply chain in China. They're ahead in AI. They're ahead in robotics. They're ahead in 5G. And here we are arguing about a dance video service, which, fine, it's there might be some data issues. There's definitely potential for propaganda and influence. But in general, it's not the biggest hill we need to climb when it mm-hmm. comes with fighting Chinese internet hegemony, which is very serious. That's where I do agree with Donald Trump. He just wants to focus on a dance video. I'd like to focus on serious technology.
Kara, I want to ask you one more thing while we have you, because we're talking about data, privacy, and tech companies. Mm-hmm. We are 3 months away from the election.
Yeah.
Should we be worried about what happened in 2016 when it comes to social media companies happening again this time around? Or what should be done to prevent it from happening?
Well, it's really difficult. And I think they're trying really hard, just hard to keep ahead. And of course, the Senate has not passed a number of bills. I'm more worried about voting machines and, you know, the issues around mail-in ballots and making a mess of it and creating confusion. And so, you know, as we move more towards digital voting, eventually, not today, obviously, it's going to be more and more difficult to monitor everything from election databases that can be shifted to voter suppression to all kinds of various activity on social media, mostly not around ads, but around content. Some of the social media companies have tried to act and started to make some headway, but it's they're always keeping ahead of nation states, which are attacking us, and then internal people who are abusing the systems.
That is Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode and co-host of the podcast Pivot. Kara, thank you.
Thank you very much.